Well, one of my favorite eateries in northern Michigan is the VI Grill, located in picturesque downtown Sutton's Bay, about 15 minutes north of Traverse City. And the VI Grill is committed to locally produced food. With me is Joshua Dieters. He's the executive chef and owner of the VI Grill. Joshua, welcome to the program.
No, thank you very much.
Joshua, the VI Grill established, according to my notes, 1871, one of the oldest area eateries. Give us a little background.
Yes, that's correct. It was originally established in 1871 as kind of like a trading post that specialized in, you know, any kind of food that was available at the time. It is actually the oldest eating establishment in Leelanau County. And over the years, it has adapted to the times. It's been about 8 or 9 different places over the years. It's been a place that multiple families have owned, and it seems like the families have been committed to it for 30, 40 years at a time. So there's only been about 8 different families that have participated in the VI Grill. Myself became the owner in 2007, so it's been about 9 years. This will be our 10th summer up here. And, you know, like you said, we're committed to, you know, helping out the local community and presenting as many Michigan products as we can on our menu, both food and alcoholic beverages. So.
Well, yeah, I've been committed to the VI Grill for almost 30 years myself. And I think one of the really neat things, and you mentioned that, is that the ownership has transferred hands several times, but it's always been local families, as I understand.
Absolutely. And Ed and Mary Lou Rothgarber, who were the previous owners before myself, it was actually called Eddie's Village Inn for about 30 years. And they were with it for about 50 years. And we actually, you know, we bought the restaurant directly from Eddie. So, there's a good family, you know, a good family involvement. Ed and Mary Lou still come in on a regular basis, which is really great.
Well, we're going to be talking about locally produced food and how you source that, but having an establishment right in the heart of Sutton's Bay owned by local families for so many years also speaks to community sustainability and the wonderful ongoing presence that Sutton's Bay has on the Leelanau Peninsula.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's really kind of, it's kind of in the heart of the county, and, you know, you kind of got to pass through Sutton's Bay to get pretty much anywhere in Leelanau County if you're heading north. And, you know, it's great. We do a lot. We host the local Sutton's Bay Rotary Club here every Thursday. We have the Zonta Women's Group once a month on Wednesdays. We also participate with both Sutton's Bay and the local Montessori School on a regular basis. So, you know, we try to do our best for the community because it is such a tight-knit community up here.
My guest is Joshua Dieters. He's the executive chef and owner of VI Grill, located in downtown Sutton's Bay. Joshua, talk a little bit about the commitment to locally produced food, why you have gone in that direction, and the trend in general from your customers. What are you hearing?
Well, I mean, you know, we have very good feedback on the quality and the style of food that we create. We're very unpretentious here. We're not trying to fool anybody or recreate the wheel. We just like to put a good product at a good price with great service for our customers, especially with the way that food is perceived these days. There's much more attention paid to the quality, the healthfulness of it, and like you said, where it's coming from. So, you know, we do a pretty high volume business. It's not uncommon for us to do 900 to 1200 plates of food on a given day during our peak season, which is pretty much right now. And then, so we do our best to incorporate as much from not only the surrounding Leelanau County, but also Traverse City and the whole state of Michigan into our menu as much as we can. And, you know, you and I had a previous discussion, and, you know, I put it somewhere between 50 or 60% that is produced, you know, locally or in the state of Michigan. And at given times, it could be as high as 75%. And sometimes in the off season, it drops down to the 40% range just because of the availability of certain products.
Well, give our listeners an idea, people who may not be familiar with the Traverse City area and the Leelanau Peninsula, what are some examples of the types of food that you source locally?
Well, one of our most popular ones is there's a company up here called the Redheads, and they're They're based in Lake Leelanau, which is about 5 miles from Sutton's Bay. They do all kinds of very organic production. They have a production facility in addition to their restaurant. But we source hummus, handmade granola, handmade vegetarian burgers, and their black bean burgers all from them. And that's about 5 or 6 items on our menu right there. And that's just from one purveyor. We also participate with Black Star Farms. They make a world-famous, actually, raclette cheese that we feature both in a couple sauces that we make and on our artisan cheese platter. Carlson's Fishery in Leland, it's one of the oldest fisheries. It's in historic Fishtown, which is a really cool place. And they basically bring the fish off the boat, clean it right in front of you, and within an hour and a half, it's on a plate in our restaurant. So that's, you know, that's about as fresh as you can get. We also feature Moomer's Ice Cream, which is located in Traverse City. That's also, you know, they've gotten a lot of press over the last few years, but, it's a great ice cream. It's handmade. They hand churn it. It's a family production. And, those are the kind of people that we like to support. We also deal with a lot of farms. We use Gelnick honey whenever possible. We also are with TLC, which is Tender Loving Care Tomatoes, but they produce a lot of other vegetables as well. Proofmont Hydro Farms, they do a great hydroponic bib lettuce that we feature on specials a lot. And, you know, we also use Bay Bread out of Traverse City. So, I mean, I could keep going and going, but there's just so many opportunities in this area to get with the community and, you know, feature their products, because there's so many great products that are around here.
No question. I'm familiar with a lot of those places you mentioned, personally familiar. But, some people back in the day, it was a lot easier. A lot of restaurateurs would say it's a lot easier to have a food service, you know, one or two major food services, trying to source all this, all these things from so many different places. I mean, it takes time, and you've got to make sure that you've got a supply chain that's reliable.
Oh, absolutely. And in addition, you know, because of the volume that we do, our main food purveyor, per se, is Gordon Food Service, which just happens to be a Michigan-based company founded in Grand Rapids in the late 1800s. So even though we are, you know, we do have to use the larger food production companies, we made a conscious effort to, you know, go with a company that is from Michigan, and interests are built in Michigan, and they invest in Michigan as well. But on the same token, those large food service companies, like Gordon's, have put a huge emphasis over the past few years on being able to provide not only Leelanau County stuff, but Michigan-based products, healthy products, against the old concept of, you know, it's just frozen food that's coming in and you throw it in a fryer. That's not at all what these companies are about anymore. They have whole lines of organic produce and grass-fed meat and steroid and antibiotic-free grass-fed cattle. So they're on the train as well from the eating standpoint, and you know they offer us a nice outlet to be able to acquire some of those products that in the past would have to really, really look really hard for. But now, you know, they're right in my catalog on my computer, and they're easy to obtain. So
it's yes, it's definitely Yes Michigan at the VI Grill and at Gordon Foods. The VI Grill website is very simple. It's vigrill.com. I've been talking with Joshua Dieters. Joshua is the executive chef and owner of the VI Grill. And Joshua, I'm going to plug you again. Anybody that's up and around the Traverse City area, they got to get up to Sutton's Bay. And when they get up to Sutton's Bay, they got to go to the VI Grill.
Well, that's great. I appreciate it, Kirk.
Joshua, I will see you probably before the summer is over.
All right. I look forward to it, and have a great day, and I appreciate it.